I am true greatness.
Hey there, fans. I'm the defender from Matt Morrison, and I have just one question for you tonight. Do you want to be just like true greatness, Matt Morrison, or do you want to continue being a loser for the rest of your life? Well, tough luck, buckaroo, because it's impossible to be as great as Matt Morrison. But when you purchase items from the Greatness Collection, you'll get about as close as you can possibly get to attaining true greatness. And today we have a great deal for you. Purchase a replica eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship belt of your very own and show your support for the only man who can bring true greatness back to WWE. Well, moron, stop scratching your heads and start rubbing your nickels. Call 1-800-FUTURE-WORLD-CHAMPION because this replica belt will have you back in style just in time for school and that special little girl of yours. And call right now. We'll even customize your own nameplate on the belt in font minus five under Mike Morrison's name for only $49.99 per letter. Don't you miss this great opportunity to...
I am true greatness.
Hello, folks, winner number two here, and we got another exciting greatness question product for you today. That's right, folks. Have you ever sat down and tried your favorite beverage or soft drink and it was just too darn cold? Well, have no fear, because Mike Morrison and company have come up with the greatest invention in mankind. Cold drinks are a thing in the past, thanks to the official Mike Morrison Ice Warmer. That's right, folks. I said Ice Warmer. Just slap the keys of the ice into an ice warming machine, and within seconds, you'll be enjoying yourself to a nice warm beverage or soft drink. You can get this amazing product for free. That's right, folks, for free. But you have to pay a $99 shipping and handling charge. But that's not all. If you call within the next hour or so, we will throw in a 24-pack of our official Mike Morrison bottled melted ice. Call 1-800-MIKE-MORRISON today. Hurry, these products won't last long.
The following has been brought to you by yours truly, D.C.
You know, that's a pretty amusing spot. But while we were in the break, I was handed an urgent letter that states, due to Daryl Bazov's unprovoked attack on Matt McClain, Mr. Batiste has deemed Daryl Bazov too uncontrollable for WWA. It's been the decision of the executive staff that Mr. Bazov be removed from the WWA roster and banned from WWA until further notice. Daryl Bazov will also forfeit his match tonight against Lee Real, and he will be made to apologize to Matt McClain. The suspension is immediate and can only be revoked by Mr. Batiste. WWA would like to apologize at this time to Matt McClain for allowing such a horrible thing to occur after his very first match, and we hope that our suspension of Daryl Bazov is both fair and equitable and will keep Mr. McClain on the roster. This letter is signed by the eWrestling.org owner, Mr. Batiste, and WWA President, Scott Champion. Folks, in case you've just missed what I've just said and you're joining us right now from home, Daryl Bazov has been suspended indefinitely from WWA, and I am completely shocked. I know he pushed Mr. Batiste's button this week. I know Mr. Batiste is really frustrated with Daryl Bazov and the way that Daryl Bazov presents himself to Mr. Batiste, but I had no idea that Batiste was not only going to cancel tonight's main event, but that he was going to take Daryl Bazov out of WWA until further notice. As yet another bombshell is dropped on this federation, it's time to see if true greatness Mike Morrison can answer the call set forth by the Messiah, Rick Righteous, and take home the World Heavyweight Championship belt tonight. With that said, let's go to the ring for our co-main event.
I am true greatness.
There he is on the top of the ramp. It's Mike Morrison, and my God, does he look jacked up for this contest or what? The vendor is beside him, and would you look at that? He's holding a brand new limited edition Mike Morrison action figure in one hand, and is that a replica eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship belt with Mike Morrison's signature on the nameplate? Holy moly, that's going to set Rick Righteous off if he sees this. Well, as Morrison begins to walk down the ramp, look out! Darryl Bazov has just reappeared in his street clothes, and he is now attacking Mike Morrison's knee with the pike. Bazov is just out here. He's suspended. Morrison goes down, and security is back inside the arena, and now they are escorting Darryl Bazov once again from the arena. And folks, Mike Morrison is grabbing his knee in pain. I'm not sure if Morrison's going to be able to wrestle here tonight, and even if he does get into the ring, how healthy is he going to be when he faces a world heavyweight champion? Apparently, Morrison is refusing medical assistance. I can see it right now. He just pushed one of the doctors flat on his back, and Morrison is limping into the ring. He's rolling under the bottom ropes, and Morrison just pumped both his fists in the air as the fireworks go off in the background. Can you believe this? Mike Morrison is going to wrestle.
Now entering the ring, he is 6'6" and weighed in tonight at 270 pounds. He's from Cincinnati, Ohio, and he's accompanied to the ring by his vendor. He says tonight that a new era will begin and he will become the new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, this is True Greatness, Michael Morrison!
Folks, I am looking at Mike Morrison hobble around the ring, and I'm going on the record by saying Mike Morrison just doesn't look stable enough for this man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Righteous would like to request at this time that you all stop standing and get on your knees and bow down to your Messiah, for he has come as it was written.
Listen to this, Mike said. That you may gain wisdom for the future. Many are the plans in the minds of a man. But what is the purpose of the Messiah? That will be established. Alas, Rick Righteous has arisen.
Ladies and gentlemen, standing 6'5", 287 pounds, of chiseled steel and sex appeal, he hails from Los Angeles, California, and is the most decorated champion in professional wrestling history. A former World Tag Team, TV International, and multi-time World Heavyweight Champion. He broke the record for the longest heavyweight title reign in WWA. He is the undisputed eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, the living legend that doesn't like you and doesn't need you. Introducing to you the one, the only true Messiah of professional wrestling. Ladies and gentlemen,
as the smoke fills the entranceway, a silhouette of the Messiah appears atop the ramp. Standing at attention to absorb the hatred from this crowd, Rick Righteous just shrugs it off and laughs at their disapproval. Standing at the apex of the entrance, soaking it all in, the champion is finally proceeding down the ramp, oozing with confidence. Up the steel stairs and demanding the referee open the rope, through the nylon with one aggressive motion comes the Messiah, removing the World Heavyweight Championship from around his waist. Rick Righteous points at Mike Morrison, giving him the thumbs down. The time for talk stops here because, like it or not, the fighting is ready to begin. Signaling for the bell, the referee takes his place against the turnbuckle and diving over the logo, both men engage in an aggressive collar tie. Morrison shows his strength by forcing Righteous into the corner and asking for a clean break. Morrison slaps Righteous right across the face. The man in stripes immediately forces the challenger from the corner, and from behind, Righteous goes low, chop blocking the back of Mike Morrison's already injured leg. Morrison is screaming that his kneecap has popped, and my God, Rick Righteous is adding insult to injury by chomping down on the tender limb, twisting into a half crab and yanking backwards on the knee pad. Rick Righteous is trying to snap Mike Morrison's leg in half, and the question right now in my mind only is, how much longer will Mike Morrison be able to endure this pain and this submission hold? Reaching for the ropes, Morrison finally gets some relief, but Righteous drags him back into the center of the logo, applying a brutal ankle lock. Once again, the pain seems to be too much for Mike Morrison to handle, but rolling to his side, Morrison is able to break the hold. Rick Righteous is 100% in the zone and retreating into a neutral corner. He mimics Morrison's thunderstruck super kick. Pounding his foot on the canvas, Morrison limps upright and Righteous thrust forward, and the challenger ducks. The champion's left open. Reverse chinlock into a neck breaker, and Righteous is counting the lights. 1, 2, kick out by the champion, and this one's going to continue. Morrison pounds the canvas, and fans, if you ever thought Mike Morrison wasn't as tough as advertised, this display of courage should change your mind. Barely able to get to both feet, Morrison picks up the champion, and he's hooking his arm over his head. Morrison steps down hard, and Rick Righteous's face goes right into the logo. What an awesome killer DDT, pushing Rick's shoulders down for a second time. 1, 2, Righteous kicks out, and I'm not sure if Morrison has even dented the armor of our world heavyweight champion. Mike Morrison must feel the same way because he's calling for a torture rack and lifting Rick up into the air. Morrison, he just buckled under, and the world heavyweight champion was there and counter with the scoop slam. Now Mike Morrison is not 100%, and this should be a lesson to everybody here in WWA. When you fight Rick Righteous or Daryl Bazov, you're just not getting into a one-on-one. You're getting into a fight with both these guys. Snap suplex by the world champion, rattles the spine of the challenger and hooking the leg for the 1, 2, 3. Morrison kicks out after one, and this one's going to continue. Throughout this match, it's been Mike Morrison who has taken the chances, but right now it's Rick Righteous who's looking to step up the pace with a power slam. Hoisting Morrison over his shoulders, Righteous powers forward in the two steps, but Morrison brings down the gates of hell. Oh my God, awesome counter neck breaker by Mike Morrison. And he's not going for the cover, folks. He's pulling the challenger off the canvas, and he's tossing him into the ropes. Righteous comes off the nylon horn, and on the rebound, it's Morrison who's looking to set up a pancake. But Righteous leaps up into the air, and fast press counter. This is the fast press, and Rick Righteous is out emptying the tank with hard lefts and rights to the face of his opponent. Neckbreaker follows with illegal fists, but Morrison... Oh, he's got the roll-up. He's trapped Rick. 1, 2, 3. Oh, Righteous barely got his shoulder up, and folks, was that a quick counter? What? Righteous and Morrison have battled since the opening bell, but you can't help but feel opportunity slipping through the fingers of Mike Morrison thanks to the earlier attack by Daryl Bazov. Oh my word, Rick Righteous is applying a blatant chokehold, and the referee is immediately going for the hold to be broken. Rick Righteous isn't he's not breaking the hold. The referee's not trying to pull him off. Righteous just shoved the referee into the corner, and the man in stripes, he's out cold. Uh-oh, folks. Here we go. It's clusterfuck time. Yanking Morrison from the canvas by his bald head, Righteous tosses him into ropes courtesy of a hard Irish whip. Limping back into the center of the ring, Morrison ducks a wild clothesline and stopping short. Righteous turns thunderstruck finisher. The world champion is out, and Morrison is making a press. 1, 2, 3. Holy Luca Brasi, the referee is still sleeping with the fishes, and someone get out here to help. Someone's got to come out here and count. Oh my God, Mike Morrison has Righteous pinned. Someone's got to come out here. Oh my God, not again. Bring a steel chair over the back of Mike Morrison. Daryl Bazov quickly unloads up and down into the Light of Judgment finisher. And he better beat deep, because here comes Minnesota's finest, tackling Daryl Bazov and handcuffing his hands behind his back. Daryl Bazov appears to be going to jail tonight. That's right, folks. That's right. Take that jerk away. He's interfered in every single match tonight. Get him out of here. Inside the ring. Oh, my God. Rick Righteous has just slumped over the already unconscious Mike Morrison. Look. Oh, no. The referee is looking up. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Didn't you see what Bazov did? Oh, my God. No. 1, 2. Damn you, Bazov. 3. That's it. It's over. Damn your soul to hell, Daryl. Look what you've done!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinfall, and still, eWrestling.org, World Heavyweight Champion, the Messiah, Rick
sick to my stomach. And as you can see from our split screen, so is Lee Real, who just watched this entire mockery of a match from the back. Fans, Lee Real is now on the phone, I'm being told, with Mr. Batiste, and he's trying to get a word with him. I'm not sure why. I think Real doesn't want to forfeit this match against Bizarre, and in fact, I think Lee Real is calling Mr. Batiste because he wants to beat the hell out of the Boy Wonder. Right now, we're going to go live to Mr. Batiste, who is personally watching the Minnesota PD escort Daryl Bizarre from the building. He does not want Bizarre anywhere near this roster until he thinks that Daryl Bizarre has learned his lesson. Well, let's go to the back.